you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Wednesday, November 30th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. LA County District Attorney George Gascon is defending the way his office handled a criminal case last year against a man who later gunned down two El Monte police officers. So last year, Justin Flores got a 20-day jail sentence and 2 years probation for possession of a handgun. Last June, he shot and killed the officers at an El Monte motel. The widow of one of the officers has filed a multi-million-dollar claim against DA Gascon. She says prosecutors should have asked for state prison time for Flores in the handgun case. Gascon says his office didn't ask for that because Flores had never been violent.
If he was as dangerous as people believe that he was, given that there was no history of that, why would the court have released him for about a year prior to my being sworn in? Now, the reason why he was released is because he had no history of violence.
L.A. County D.A. George Gascon, a guest today on KPCC's Air Talk. El Monte Police Sergeant Michael Paredes was one of the officers that Flores killed. His widow Janine filed the claim against the D.A. and against the L.A. County Probation Department. Now to that ongoing and disturbing story in Riverside. Relatives of the Riverside girl whose mother and grandparents were killed last week by a Virginia sheriff's deputy say the girl is now in trauma counseling. Now, that's about all that's new to report. That 15-year-old girl had been talking online with someone she thought was a 17-year-old boy. He was actually a 28-year-old law enforcement officer. Well, she cut off contact when he asked her for nude photos, and soon after, he drove west across the country to the girl's house, carried out the three killings, and then kidnapped her. He later died in a shootout with sheriff's deputies in San Bernardino County. Riverside police would not say today how the killings happened, but they do say the scene officers found was very disturbing. There are strong opinions among University of California workers on strike after one of the three unions they're part of announced a tentative agreement yesterday. The story from KPCC's Adolfo Guzman-Lopez.
The biggest gain? Salary increases of about 23% and 29% for postdoc and academic researchers. Gerald Ludovic is a postdoc at UC Santa Cruz. This is what he likes. A grievance process against bullying and abusive conduct by supervisors who create hostile work environments through
deadlines that are, I don't know, like completely unachievable, discrimination or sexism. You know, it's all there, unfortunately.
Missing from the list of gains in this tentative contract, yearly across-the-board cost of living increases. Lee Arnaud says that's not playing well among members of other unions. She's a doctoral student at UC Berkeley, UC San Francisco.
I've been told by many friends and colleagues that they will be voting no on their tentative contracts.
Meanwhile, she says, undergraduates are angry too. Their papers remain ungraded and finals are coming up. Covering higher education, I'm Adolfo Guzman-Lopez.
Law schools across the U.S. use the LSAT, the Law School Admissions Test, to help select which students they'll accept. Now, the American Bar Association says the LSAT too often cuts out qualified students from law school, especially students of color. It says the 196 ABA-approved law schools should decide for themselves whether they need an admissions test. William Adams Jr. is with the American Bar Association.
There may be other ways to decide upon admissions for some applicants that will allow people who are currently not able to go to law school because of their standardized test score, who would be capable, however, of becoming good attorneys.
About a third of the deans at those 196 ABA-approved law schools aren't so sure about dropping the LSAT. They say relying solely on grades for law school admission could lead to an even greater disparity in law student diversity. LASA, the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority, has opened registration for next year's point-in-time count of unhoused Angelenos. The count's set for the last week of January. It'll cover all of L.A. County from the Valleys to Metro L.A. to the South Bay and Southeast L.A. County. LASA is aiming to sign up 8,000 volunteers. TheyCountWillYou.org is where you can sign up. Volunteers will work in teams of four. There's some training involved. The 2022 count set the number of unhoused in L.A. County at just under 42,000 people. Now, those numbers help guide where and on what local officials spend money earmarked for homelessness programs. Thanks for listening to the L.A. Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another L.A. Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.